C-16. Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. With his visual attention shared between the road, the time, and the speedometer, Clark made the short drive to Richard Walker's cottage with only one thought in his mind. No half measures. Those had been Dan's final words before Clark left the basement, and they rang true. By any means necessary, he quite simply had to prevent Walker's live interview with the odious Joe Crabb. Taking the semi-concealed turn onto the narrow road to Stevenson Farm didn't feel as odd as it would have if Clark hadn't been there with Dan so recently, but it still brought back some uneasy memories of the night when they found Walker's bed empty while his dog went crazy in the hallway. As he approached the cottage, going right to the doorstep instead of parking further away to avoid wasting too much time on foot, Clark noticed that the front door was wide open. This didn't exactly ease his mind, but there was no backing down. Rooster came dashing out of the house as Clark made the few steps from his car. Fortunately, the dog was excited to see him rather than spooked by anything otherworldly, as had been the case a year earlier, and Clark led him back inside before closing the front door. "Walker," he called, with no way of knowing that the old man already had his noise-canceling headphones on. Clark then saw that the back door was open too, and he hurried to close it before Rooster could run out that way. As he did this, the thought hit him that Walker would also be considering that the messengers might intervene. Almost certainly, the doors were open precisely so that Rooster would indeed have a way out. "Don't worry," he said to the oblivious dog. "I'm here." Clark then looked at Walker's bedroom door and put his hand on the knob. "Ah, Joe," Walker boomed. "At last." Clark heard this through the door. He immediately opened it while crouching down. Being seen on camera would be a disaster that even Emma would struggle to clean up. Then desperately looked around the room for something to throw at Walker to capture his attention. While untying his own shoe in the absence of any better options, Clark felt a sudden and unbelievably powerful force as a bright flash filled the bedroom, and something threw him backwards against the wall on the other side of the narrow hallway. He could immediately feel a pounding in his head, and for several panicked seconds, he struggled to inhale any air as pains shot up and down the side of his body. Rooster, for his part, sprinted into the kitchen and began knocking things down all over the place as he desperately searched for a way out. Clark caught his breath at last and pushed himself to his hands and knees. A faint humming noise filled the air, but Clark couldn't be sure whether or not it was all in his head following a serious full-body impact with the wall. The threshold between Walker's bedroom and the hallway was consumed by a total light that defied all logic. It didn't spill into the hallway, but it utterly concealed the bedroom despite the door being wide open. "Do it," Walker said as clear as day over the faint hum. "And at least finish the job this time, you bug-eyed sons of bitches." "Walker!" Clark roared. Through severe aches and pains, now most pronounced in his ribs and neck, he forced himself to his feet. Whether or not Walker heard his words, no reply came. The humming, previously so obvious, ceased as quickly as it had begun. Faded wasn't the right word for this kind of instant change, and Clark took a long, deep breath as he gazed at the light in the doorway. Following the disorienting events of the last 20 seconds, Clark gave no further thought to the webcam inside Walker's bedroom. Fortunately for him, the computer was no longer functioning. As the same kind of animalistic survival instincts that were still driving Rooster crazy encouraged Clark to turn and run away, his mind turned to Dan and Emma, to how they had unquestioningly trusted him with this task, and to how they were so fully counting on him to be thorough. Clark McCarthy didn't know what was on the other side of the threshold, and was anything but sure that he wanted to find out. But there was no one else to do the job. He held his breath and charged at Richard Walker's bedroom, towards the door, and into the light.